You all know the award-winning super group, I think we can call them, Della Maya of Bluegrass. They're kind of on hiatus right now. Jenny Lynn Gardner, one of the original members, has an album coming out soon. We're not sure when yet, but it's called Burn Another Candle. Caught up with Jenny Lynn down in Raleigh, North Carolina recently. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk to her about the new album, what's behind it, the type of music that she's got, a little bit more about her than maybe you knew before. At IBMA in Raleigh, they have, of course, a huge convention center. And if you're a broadcaster, and somehow they think that I am, they give you a table in this down in the belly of the beast of the convention center, in this cavernous concrete room, big as a football field, and all these broadcasters have tables set all around. You get a little name card, and you sit there with various recording devices and wait for people to show up, and they do. And I will tell you this, a lot of people showed up, all of which will inure to your benefit in the future as we take our little journeys through the bluegrass music and discussing all the legends. However, Jenny Lynn, who I knew from Grey Fox, kept kind of wandering around, and every time she was coming over to my table, somebody else was there. Time was running out. Jenny looked at me and just kind of said, upstairs, which I knew what that meant. It wasn't exactly a Mae West invitation, but I knew what she was pointing to was the vending area, the vendor's area, which is the next floor up. So I went up and caught up with Jenny Lynn because I wanted to talk to her about the brand new album. So you hear a lot of background noise, but actually I think we did a pretty good job of limiting that. I really enjoyed talking to Jenny Lynn about Burn Another Candle coming right out of this 12 or 13 minute visit. You will hear another song from that album, Stronger, which I think you're going to like a lot. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. I'm really happy to be talking to Jenny Lynn, who has a brand new album coming out, Burn Another Candle. Welcome to Unreal Bluegrass.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy for you to be here. I have the album in my hand, and I see the picture on the front, which is probably going to be an indication of what I'm going to find inside.
Yeah.
But you get to tell me a little bit about it.
Well, the photo on the front is a photo of Bill Monroe and myself when I was 9 years old. I grew up in bluegrass, like so many of us did. I grew up going to bluegrass festivals and was fortunate enough to meet Mr. Bill Monroe when I was a little girl, and his music has influenced me, and the whole bluegrass festival scene has influenced me through all the jamming and all the different bands and players, and I grew up playing the music, and now I find myself making my first solo record, and this is that CD. There are 13 songs on this, 9 of which I wrote myself. There are a lot of personal touches on the record, with the photos to the songwriting, which are songs about my childhood, songs from, there's a song on it from my childhood, and there's current songs of where I am today as who I am as a musician and a woman, and having traveled the last several years as much as I have. So all of my life experience comes to a head in this album.
In this one CD, all of Jenny Lynn's life experience. I'm holding it in my hand.
This is it. You just listen to this, and you will, if you've ever wondered, wonder no more.
talk about, we have just a few minutes to talk about some of the people on it, which are legendary in my mind. Talk a little bit.
They're legendary in my mind, too. I made the record with the core players on the record are Kyle Tuttle on banjo, Frank Ricci on guitar, who, let me talk about everyone a little bit on the record. On the banjo is Kyle Tuttle, and I actually like to say that I fell in love with his banjo playing before I fell in love with him. And he is my favorite banjo player, and he won me over playing the banjo as good as he does. And Frank Ricci is on guitar. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee, but I've known Frank since I was a little girl. He was a little boy. He was about 10. I was about 12 when we met, and he was absolutely tearing the guitar up back then. And I met him and I said, I want to be in a band with you one day, and here we are making this record together. He's on it. And then for the bass, none other than Mr. Mike Bubb. He's a 5-time IBMA Bass Player of the Year and played on some of the most epic records in bluegrass, and he's my favorite bass player, and I'm so lucky to get to play with him.
He's also one of the coolest people I've ever met.
He really is. I mean, he's just
nice, even keel Mike.
Absolutely.
And he's always just got that same smile all the time. And you get to use him on this. How lucky you are.
He's a super cool dude. He's super cool.
You have all these other people on here, too. Look at this.
We have some special guests on the record. Daniel Rice, my engineer, played some hand claps and cowbell. But moving on even even further, Joel Timmons, who's of the band Soldier of Entrain, and now he has a duo band with my old Delamay bandmate, Shelby Means, and Joel Timmons. They have a band called Sally and George, and they are awesome. You guys should listen to them. They're so great. Jason Carter plays triple fiddles on my song Tell Me, which is a bluegrass waltz. And Jason is the fiddle player in the Del McCurry band and just a phenomenal bluegrass fiddler. Ron Stewart, same.
Ned Lubarecki.
We're getting paparazzi by Ned Lubarecki right now. Nedsky.
It's an artsy shot.
Awesome.
That'll be in a photography magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
Through the veil. Through the veil. No, that's okay.
You can always interrupt.
That's right.
Cool.
You can stay if you want. I don't care. All right, I'll talk to you later. What happened is that Ned took a photograph through kind of a gauzy curtain thing because that's just the way Ned Lubarecki is.
Artistic and talented on the banjo.
And a little odd, but that's okay. We were talking about Ron Stewart a little bit.
Yes, Ron Stewart played fiddle on the record, and he actually came and was our guest fiddle player at my Station Inn show on September 9th. He played with us, and I think he helped out with us selling it out. We sold out the Station Inn on my first show. So Courtney Hartman from Delamay, my bandmate of the last several years, who's a wonderful guitar player, she plays on a song that's actually really special to me called Stars that I wrote with Nora Jane Struthers.
Nora Jane Well.
Yeah.
Nora Music Well.
Yes. I've known her for a long time as well, and she's a wonderful musician. Oh, we have to hurry.
We don't care what they say.
Celia.
Are they going to arrest us?
I know. Are they going to haul us off to bluegrass jail?
That's not going
to
happen.
No, there's too many of us. Okay.
Celia
Woodsmith, also my bandmate in Delamay, amazing singer, as some of you may know. She sings with me on Stars. Zoe, also my Delamay bandmate, plays bass on Stars. And then Christian Settlemeyer is on playing on Stars as well.
Now
so.
I have to ask you about Stars because you mentioned that this had a lot of them.
Important meeting.
Yes, and then you put all your good friends on there. So tell us about Stars. I haven't heard the album yet because nobody has, but tell me about Stars.
Stars is a special song. I wanted a song that people could listen to and remember anyone that they might have lost or someone who is important to them, that anyone that has touched your life. I looked up at the stars one day and I started thinking of the individual stars as people that were special to me in my life. And I thought, it would be cool if you could, each star represented a special person in your life. And so I had the idea for the song. I was having trouble finishing it. And earlier this year, I was looking at the schedule lineup for the Swanee Music Festival in Florida. And I just saw Nora Jane's name on there, and I thought, oh, well, I need to talk to her. And I was also thinking a lot about my song Stars, and I thought she would be the perfect person to finish writing that song with me, and she was. She added a lot to the song. We sat down in a little trailer backstage at the festival and just passed it out for about an hour, and I wrote
it. Wonderful lyricist.
She is.
And the words fit. I'm talking to you about your record, but I know of Nora Jane's music because of my experience at Grey Fox.
Yeah.
And her words are so well timed and they fit so well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that you got a chance to use her. But now, we know about Stars, but you must have been thinking about, you have to mention, you don't have to answer if you don't want, but you're looking at Stars and thinking of losses. Was there a particular loss?
I have a loss in my life. I do. I lost my sister. So she is, you know, she has not been with us for a while. Absolutely. She hasn't been with us for a while, but, you know, she's one of those special people that, you know, I have a star for her.
Okay, all right.
I have a star for my grandma, Gussie, and I have a star for a lot of people. So even people that are still living that I may not see, you know, you go through life, and as you get older, you may have close friends who you don't get to see as often anymore.
My goal is to be a star for Jenny Lynn. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
If I keep working hard, I might be able to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, talk a little bit more about the album, because you've mentioned the fact that the source of some of the songs, the people that are on it, which is very impressive, but you're impressive. They should be happy to play with you. But talk a little bit more about some of the songs, and then they're going to throw us out of here if they can.
Well, on the Tell Me is the song that Jason Carter played on. He actually plays triple fiddles on it. And I recorded the song. I got the idea for the song because I was thinking about the material that I already had for it, and I'm like, I don't really have a bluegrass waltz with like that waltz time feel. And I was like, I need something like that. I'm going to write something. So I was sitting around feeling sorry for myself, making up these harebrained ideas about things, and Tell Me just came to me, and it's like all about this gal who her man runs off, and you know, he's not around anymore, but it's kind of current lyrics, and I was just kind of feeling sorry for myself when I wrote this song. I don't even know why, because I'm happy and I've got a guy in my life, but
if he ever, now we know.
But that was what it would be like if he left.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
okay.
So it just came to me, and I wrote it down and got the idea for the bridge and everything, and then we cut the song. Me and the core players on the album who played the majority of the songs are Kyle, Frank, and Bub. And we cut the song without a fiddle player on it because I was touring with Delamay full-time whenever I made this record.
Right.
So a lot of times I would get home, get off of an airplane, or get out of the van after traveling for weeks on end and immediately go into the studio and record this.
I'm glad you mentioned, I was going to ask you, was it concurrent with the tour of Delamay? You didn't just stop touring and do this, because that would be pretty quick. You were kind of working on this all along.
I was working on this record since January. We started recording it in January, and every little bit of free time that I had, I was really inspired to make the record starting after IBMA last year. And then I started getting my material together for it, and that was just like pulling on a thread. It just opened up, the whole vision for the record opened up. And I had a lot of inspiration at the beginning of the year, which was great because I knew I was going to be getting very busy with Delamay coming up for the summer. So I used all the momentum that I had at the beginning of the year to get a jump start on this, and then we finished it out over the course of the year when I was off the road and when people were available coming to the studio.
Now this has, my copy says advanced copy, which I'm very lucky to have. When will the rest of the world be able to partake in this?
That is a secret. You'll have to follow along on my social media. Follow me at Jenny Lynn Gardner.
I walked right into that.
Yes.
I would be horrible in presidential debates because I just tossed a softball to you.
Well, I'm glad you did. I was hoping you would.
Oh, good. That's good. Well, I can't wait to hear it. I know from the music that you've always been involved, it's going to be excellent. Your descriptions have helped make more sense to me now.
Thank you. I want the world to hear this record. I know everyone feels that way when they put out new music, but I'm really excited about it. I hope you all enjoy it. Burn Another Candle is the title, and this is Jenny Lynn.
Well, I'm so glad I had a chance to catch up to you.
Me too.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much, Jenny Lynn Gardner.